Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Paul Douglas with you. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you coming along for the ride. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. I'm going to be flying east and seeing my 91-year-old dad a few days before Thanksgiving, trying to beat the crowd. I saw something that made me do a double take, and I want to get Dr. Michael Osterholm's take on this. Of the 65% of Americans who are fully vaccinated, 6 in 10 of those reportedly have cut off family members who refuse to get the vaccine. 63%, 2 out of 3 roughly, don't feel comfortable inviting unvaccinated relatives to the Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm curious if this is an overreaction or if it's warranted. Dr. Osterholm, welcome. Good morning.
Well, you know, let me put it this way in terms of the point you just raised. I had a very well-known Civil War historian say to me some weeks ago that for the first time in his career, he finally understood what it must have felt like for fathers and mothers to watch half their sons go fight for the North and half for the South. We have really divided families over this COVID issue, and it's terribly unfortunate. But for those that are wanting to protect their families, they want to make certain that they don't have events happen around the Thanksgiving Day table, and basically desiring to have everyone vaccinated, demanding everyone to be vaccinated, is, I think, a very reasonable thing. You have to protect yourself, and particularly as we have multi-generational families getting together, in the sense of grandpa and grandma, mom and dad, and the kids, this is a challenging time. Right now in Minnesota, we happen to be, unfortunately, in the worst place to be in the country right now. We have the highest incidence, the cases of COVID in any state in the country right now.
Really?
Yes. 67 cases per 100,000 population today here. New Mexico's at 65, Colorado's at 62. So while they have gotten more attention, the situation in Minnesota right now is actually very dark with regard to COVID.
How much of that is weather, the fact that it's cooled down, more people indoors, in many cases, most cases unmasked, versus, you know, burning through the unvaccinated population?
Yeah. Well, you know, the issue of seasonality and viruses surely is real. I mean, we see that with seasonal influenza. But when a pandemic hits, seasonality kind of goes out the window. And we don't have evidence this is seasonality. Remember, the cases we're seeing now have been in the pipeline for at least 10 days to 2 weeks. The big increase in cases we saw started 8 weeks ago. And as you know, and as I listen to you tell me, this has been one of the warmest falls on modern records.
True.
And we haven't had people inside. We've enjoyed this very wonderful fall weather. And if you look right now in the Four Corners area of the United States, the cases are occurring in areas of Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, and Colorado that are still warm. It's not in the mountains as much. And so it's one of those things where we can't attribute it to seasonality. It's just the surges occur like they did in the heat of the summer in the South. They've been occurring now in various areas of the country, just a secondary and kind of tertiary surges where one happens and another one happens, but we can't attribute it to season in and of itself right now.
Dr. Osterholm, are we approaching another peak? Is this a fifth wave? Can you look in your crystal ball? Are we approaching herd immunity anytime soon, or are we still going to be talking about this through the winter?
Well, first of all, in terms of the crystal ball analogy, I'll take a Paul Douglas approach to this and say that, you know, when I get up in the morning, the first thing I do is scrape the 5 inches of crusted mud off my crystal ball, and then I start from there. And this is a challenge. We still have large segments of the Minnesota population, for example, that are unvaccinated. We have counties in the 40% level of vaccination. And we still have a lot of kids that have not been vaccinated because either it was just approved for the 5 to 11-year-olds, but even in our 12 to 17-year-olds, we still have many places with less than half the kids vaccinated. So there's still a tremendous amount of human wood out there for this coronavirus forest fire to burn. And this is going to continue on. We may see cases peak out in the next several weeks and then come down. But then again, we still are going to have more people for future surges, whether it be in January, March, whenever. And I think this is one of the messages we have to keep really bringing home, is if you are unvaccinated or if you have not had natural infection and then therefore developed immunity from that, this virus will eventually find you. It will find you. You can't run the game clock out on this. And unfortunately, today we have our ICUs in the state are filled with people with regret who wish they had gotten vaccinated, who are now literally in a life-threatening situation.
Should everybody get a booster who can get a booster?
Absolutely. I am very supportive of boosters. I think that we should have all along thought of these as three-dose vaccines for the mRNA vaccines, the Moderna and the Pfizer, two-dose vaccines for the J&J. I think this is very important. These breakthroughs that we're seeing are real. Fortunately, the individuals who have breakthroughs are still much less likely to become seriously ill and die than those who are unvaccinated. But to make sure that we keep that immunity up there, definitely get the boosters.
Dr. Michael Osterholm, I know you're going to be on with Chad later on this week. We appreciate the update this morning. Be well and happy early Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Paul. To you, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.